This segment of the webcast is presented by the Marketing Department, offering a full suite of services for the mobile app lifecycle, delivering outstanding ROI to app marketers and publishers. So what is in a name? Well, in this blistering industry, moving at a rapid pace of mobile app development, it means everything. As many of you know who've been following the growth of the directory, in 2015, we're going to offer a new suite of services under the name App Resource Connect. It's the listing service, the directory online. We're going to have App Resource Media and App Resource Events. And there's few companies who know the power of a name better than Fixu. There's a name is a Finnish word meaning clever or smart. And my next guest is works with Fixu. This is Glenn Kalatis. Welcome to the App Resource Connect. And you are focused on probably, if not one of the most important, user acquisition. It's huge in this industry. It's kind of like in the jungle, the app resource ecosystem. It's where everything begins and ends, sort of, right?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, so right now mobile marketing is really key to any, you know, building any business. So if somebody's building an app or a game, or it's really important to dedicate resources to appropriate mobile marketing around it.
Yeah, and so user acquisition is changing as well because the app store, the walls, the storefronts, the pace of the app store is changing a lot. What's the sweet spot for Fixu services?
Right now, I mean, if you take a look at what's happening in the space, you're starting to see in 2015, end of 2014, a lot more brands entering the space. So it's really driving up the cost of inventory. So we're a mobile marketing company, data-fueled mobile marketing company. So the big thing for us in 2015 and beyond is leveraging the data that we have to help do smarter audience buying for mobile app marketers.
Okay, so you're specifically for the publishers and the marketers, or are you more dealing with corporate entities or more of the individual type?
We deal with everyone from an app developer that is in a 2-3 person shop that has developed a game and wants to, you know, market that game in the ecosystem, right up to the large brand and the large ad agencies that control their brand budgets.
Okay. Now, we did a whole webinar on user acquisition. What do you think, as far as 2015, if we were to kind of look at the crystal ball, what do you see coming down the pipe as far as changes and innovations in user acquisition?
Sure. I think the growth of data, and now that we're kind of far enough into the mobile ecosystem, has grown immensely. So we're able to do a lot better audience targeting, retargeting, leveraging data. So now, you know, it's never personally identified data, but it's all related to a device identifier, right?
Okay, so that's an important part because this is probably one of the real battlegrounds in the industry, right?
Right.
You know, people want to be personalized, but they don't want to give up too much of their information, too much of the goods. So how do you do that as a company? How do you focus in on that data that then can be applied to the development process?
Sure. So we look at data in three different ways. There's customer data that comes to us, or data that comes to us from the customer, right? So they may have a list of email addresses that we can actually use through our programmatic buying platform to upload them into Facebook.
I'm sorry, let me just clarify. Yep. You're talking customer, you're talking your clients.
Sure.
Right,
yes.
Not the end user necessarily,
correct.
The clients. Okay.
Great. So some of the game companies that we deal with will say, oh, I have, you know, 10 million email addresses because they play my online games as well. So we can actually leverage that data to find custom lookalike audiences on Twitter and Facebook, et cetera.
Awesome.
So there's customer data that people bring to us and that we can leverage. Some of that ends up being cross-screen retargeting data. So we'll
cross-screen retargeting data.
Yeah.
That's a doozy. Why don't you explain that one?
So that one is where a company who may have a great online presence will put a pixel on their site. That pixel will send Fixu an IP address, and then we can match that IP address to our massive device profile data that we have and actually do better targeting of ads for the person that has already shown an interest in that game.
And this
or
is
that
a pixel.
App.
You mean like a single pixel?
A transparent pixel.
A
can
single
see it.
Pixel
yep.
Can give you all that information.
Well, the power of the pixel is it gives you the IP address.
Ah, yes.
The real power is the data that Fixu has established over the years.
Got
right?
it. Okay.
So right now we have 1.8 billion device profiles worldwide. What that translates to is we know behavioral habits on 90% of all U.S. consumers.
I see.
70% of all worldwide consumers. So we know if they've downloaded games or travel apps, etc. So
I can't imagine what my profile looks like. I probably can't run for Senate. Let's put it that way. There's a third way you said as well. You had talked about.
Yep. The third way is third-party data. So there are other companies out there like Neustar and XLH who are actually building this audience data that a lot of the brands would like to use.
Awesome.
So again, a lot of that data data, and you really have to find the third parties that have the scale. So they'll provide you with, again, IP addresses of households that have shown a propensity to do a certain action or do, you know, visited BestBuy.com in the last 7 days.
And, got it.
Right. So there's all this data that big brands would love to use for targeting purposes.
And small brands too, you
right.
know. And what's interesting is, you know, there's a shift that some people talk about the controversy of coming into someone's personal computer, but it's really no different than when the television came into the home, right? The Nielsen ratings was a little more crude, but it was still the same process of gathering the information on the behaviors of ultimately who wants to use the service or the product. So
right.
that's great. So let's talk about devs and publishers. I'm a new dev. I'm sitting down, meeting with somebody from Fixu. What's the best advice right from the start as far as your analytics, the UA analytics goes?
The best advice is making sure that you do a full-blown integration so you're able to see the data in 3D, right? So a nice integration is able to track a launch of an app, a relaunch of an app. You're able to tag different events in the app. So you want to be able to tag the events that are important to you. And the real goal of mobile marketing is not just the download, right? The download, you can get downloads inexpensively. Do they result in a long-term user? That's the question.
Sure.
So a lot of the in-app events are used for optimization. So in other words, we have a game company that we work with. They said, please tag a social share. Social share to them was worth a lot because their game was a very social game.
Got it.
So for every paid user that they drove into the app, meaning somebody clicked on an ad, went into the game, our platform was optimizing around that social share or the users that were doing that. So for his game, every paid user resulted in 7 organic users.
I see.
So he was basically reducing his cost of acquisition by making sure that we were targeting the right audience
sure.
that was going to download the app, socially share it, and really get involved in the
app. Yeah, and what it just sounds like, it's like when old and traditional marketers used to talk about the value of word of mouth, it was
yes.
kind of hard to put the numbers on that sometimes. It was an estimate a lot of times, but this sounds like a real precise word of mouth.
Yep.
Real science.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad that Fixu is doing this because it's obviously a valuable service. So once again, this is Glenn Kalatas from Fixu, SVP of Media Services, and thanks for being on the App Resource Connect. And we'll circle back around with you later in the year, see how some of these predictions are working out.
Great, sounds good.
All right, more from CES. We're on our way.